Attention! Private Henry, front and center. I hear you refuse to ride your camel. Is that true?
Yes, sir, it's true. I hate that thing.
I don't care if you hate him or not. You're part of this corps, and you'll ride a camel if I tell you to.
No, sir, I won't. It's mean, it spits, and it stinks.
Private, I don't like them either.
But the Army says we're supposed to use these animals, and we're going to.
If I have to ride one, so do you.
I'm sorry, sir, but no, I won't do it.
We'll see about that. Jackson, McNeil, tie Private Henry to the back of that camel. He'll do it all right, and I don't want to hear any more about it.
The camel knelt down so the men could lift Private Henry into the saddle. But just as they finished tying Private Henry to the camel's back, the camel rose up. It spit and twisted and fought.
What's wrong with that animal? He's acting crazy. Hold him tighter.
He doesn't like Henry being tied to him. He's trying to throw him off. McNeil, help me.
I don't care what he's trying to do. Stop him.
McNeil, get in there.
Hold him tighter. He'll get used to it soon enough.
Help me, men! Get me off here!
I can't hold him!
Help me! Get me down! Help!
The camel gave one last mighty pull and yanked the reins from the men's hands. He took off at a dead run, racing away toward Death Valley.